Cece, I'm ready for a serious commitment. I'm up for a huge promotion at work. I'm ready to have kids with you, if that's what you want.
You want to have kids?
Let's go right now. Let's go make a kid. Take your top off.
Schmidt, my mother, she's going to hate you. Okay, you're Jewish. She hates Jews. I mean, she really hates them.
Everybody hates the Jews. Your mom's in the majority.
Howard,
what did you break this
What did
time?
You break?
Some I'll lift the mic to my did mouth. It before me. I'm telling you, the shit was just fucked up when we got
Are
here.
Are you trying
today.
To say it was Sumi?
Something just fell out of your mic right before we started talking.
Oh, Lord, Howard.
It looks like a plastic tampon fell out the bottom of the boom.
Do you want to switch mics?
Just don't fiddle with it. Just leave it.
It's don't just, touch.
It's not locked. It's fine.
Yeah,
somebody else is gonna fuck it up later.
It's
probably.
Still functional.
It's not a Hyundai, so I'm trying to fix it.
Now, when they go to the cameras later to see who broke it, they will see that it fell out while you were here, and you will get blamed. But you know, they'll let you tell your story afterward.
He's you know, never really gonna be allowed like, in here again.
It's gonna really disappoint me when I'm no longer on payroll here. You know?
Yeah,
I mean?
Exactly. Your heart will be broken.
We're not calling him to do the show anymore. Sorry, find, Howard, you're not really
find
allowed.
A new tall Asian into fat women.
Who's funny? Who's funny?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
What are you reading your Bible over there?
This is my little
Korean
black book.
Jesus.
I'm actually looking which bitch I'm gonna fuck after the show.
No. Oh my god.
Right or left hand?
You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. The two lovely people with me today, Howard Hyland and Arena Davinsky.
What
you
want to
get a hold of us? InPapasBasement.com is the website. That's got all the information. It's got our show uploaded every Monday and every Thursday. It's got some of my writing when I feel like doing that shit. Lately, I haven't.
You've been busy.
I got things. Things
small
happen in my
owner.
Life. Own a small business.
It's that time of year where people are getting locked out of places.
People get locked out. They're cranky and cold. Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword won't beat itself. There's a lot going on in this man's life. You want us on Twitter? It's at papasbasement.com for me. Howard over here.
Actually, you're at Papa's Basement on Twitter.
I'm at Papa's Basement, exactly.
I think he knows where he's at.
No,
Thank
but
you,
you,
I said at papasbasement.com.
Oh.
Because
yeah.
I was just...
I mean.
Who's paying attention? This guy.
I was thumping my
you got an A+,
hand...
Are you happy?
...against my chest, and like my thumb just sank into my fucking soft tit. And I'm like, oh, this grew over the weekend. I am a piglet.
You're partying with college kids.
Should fucking just stick an apple in my mouth and spit up my anus and be
I'm pretty
done
hungry.
With it.
Don't tempt
Roast me.
Oh, man.
You want me? I'm at Papa's Basement. This man over here.
At what the F and Heezy.
Of questionable ethnic descent.
What a dumbass.
And over here, looking at Arena Davinsky as I say this, she's at Girl Knows Sports. We all do great things on Twitter. Follow us.
Once in a while.
When I want to do Twitter, Twitter's kind of gone the direction of my writing lately. I just don't give a shit. But if inspired, some good tweets go out.
Bring it.
Shall I read from my book of rhymes?
No.
I vote
People
no.
People should just go there and look.
They should just look, yes.
All right. There's some good stuff there. Great even. Great.
I've been a little busy recently.
It's okay. I know it takes a lot of time to read 140 characters Actually. Or less.
Irina, you had some good tweets when you were on the road last week.
I had some good stuff.
Yeah.
I did tweet, I'm now interested in men that hunt in case a zombie apocalypse happens.
Apocalypse.
The
Irina's
apocalypse.
Wet dream. The apocalypse.
I hung out with a lot of gay men when I was down there. The apocalypse.
Press your cock to my lips. The apocalypse.
Now you just sound like the zombie meeting call.
Well, Arena, we're doing our second show in a row, and it's just hard to get fired up because we're doing these Sunday night. We all blew our mental wad after the Redskins won.
Well,
even Howard,
who
doesn't
actually,
care so much.
I didn't really give a shit.
All right. Well,
Look at how cool he is. He doesn't care.
Exactly. Fucking zen.
Why is you hipster even-headed face all over your face?
East Asian son of a bitch. Yeah. You didn't care. You were unmoved way or the other.
I was rooting for the Ravens up until the point.
What a bastard.
Up until the point the score became 27-20 off of a Flacco touchdown pass in the fourth quarter. Now they're up by 7. Now they can either kick the extra point, go up 8, or they can go for 2 and go up by 9 and basically defeat the Redskins.
Win the game. Because how much time was left?
Not much, like 4.5 minutes.
I thought that was like 4 minutes or so when they
scored
the
go-ahead. So you're forcing an onside kick. You're forcing a touchdown and an onside kick.
Well, put it this way. If you don't convert the 2, if you go for 2 when you're up by 7, if the other team gets the ball back and scores a touchdown, they're not going to go for 2. They're just going to take the extra point.
Exactly. Everyone wants to play it safe. You don't want to be the asshole coach who got greedy, fucks up the 2-point conversion, and then you lose.
So, yeah, like, your choices are, you know, if you go for 2 and you miss, you're only up by 7. 7's a good number to be ahead by at the end of the game. Now, if you make it, you're up 9. You win. That's what you go for, because if you're up by 8, the other team can do what motherfucking Kirk Cousins did as a backup quarterback.
Get the
scoring.
Two.
I think Mike Shanahan just called in to
You all right, Queen Nitrous? Fuck.
I'm hurting people. It's fine.
Get the punchline out, then laugh at your own joke. Now you just got your beak against the pop filter.
So I'll be real. Like, fuck the Redskins. Like, I couldn't give two shits about your guys' like piece of shit team. Although RG3 is amazing to watch. I hope he's healthy.
I was
going to
say, like, are you so blinded by hatred that, like, you can't embrace your black side? Celebrate a winning quarterback of color.
All my friends in New Orleans love RG3. They're like, oh, he's so amazing.
He's fucking
awesome.
I'm
pretty sure I heard black Jesus.
I was going to say, man, like, in the black community, RG3 is the biggest thing since, like, Michael Jackson.
No, it's fantastic to watch him play football.
Since Jordan, at least.
Michael Jackson knew he had to OD that a couple of years ago because he knew the second comment
exactly.
was coming.
He could either go pretty or he could go ugly. And he chose to go pretty years before he was just wiped off the map.
It's just your team has been so irrelevant and I'm tired of like DC Sports Radio that like finally I get a chance
to... Oh, I'm sorry. You mean that which employed us? Continue.
You bastard.
Through that which we met.
Damn it, Howard.
You're welcome. I still listen to it. I'll be honest. Listen to JFK Daily.
I don't. Who's the real piece of shit in the end? The instant I walked out of those doors, I was like, it's been real, boys. Opie and Anthony 24/7.
I usually tune in for a couple minutes. I'm like, what does LeVar think? Bam.
Oh.
I only tune in to find out what Grant Paulson wants to know.
Oh, God. I shouldn't reveal this. I might have been listening to the other station after the game. Not JFK.
98.
Yeah.
Oh, I listened to that
I heard
the
Grant's.
Whole way. I know, listened to him too.
I heard Grant's voice talking to Shanahan.
He's so
And I'm just
cute.
Like, that's fucking nuts. That's goddamn Grant Paulson talking to Mike Shanahan. And he's so awesome.
He loved it.
Awesome. At Grant H. Paulson on your Twitter. Fucking great guy. There's
just
an episode somewhere in the archives of Grant Paulson doing a show with me.
Really?
Yeah. He's so busy.
He finally did one?
No, it's like last year. He did one with AJ, of all people. It's me, AJ, and Grant recording a show.
That bastard, he like pretends like he doesn't know what I'm talking about when I'm like, come do a show.
He doesn't know about doing one in these studios. I think we can get Grant like once the season wraps
up.
Yeah,
because
I don't
want to
bug him before
writer,
that.
Right?
He's the beat reporter.
Let's go roll
reporter,
up to
yeah.
WJFK. I'm still friends with Bear, like good friends. I'm sure we can get into
it. I think Grant's
studios.
Worked like a fucking dog during the football season. I could be wrong.
No,
like it's one thing. I got to record with him because we're all in the same studio together. And Grant was literally like, we're either going to roll to Denny's or do you want to record your show? And I'm like, I'd love to have you on, Grant. You're a fucking broadcast prodigy and a genius in this field. So he comes on. It was a great time. I goddamn love Grant. And we got to do that again. But at this point, it's Grant getting off his ass to have to drive somewhere to record the show. It's a big
Grant
difference.
Grant doesn't always get hand jobs. When he does, angels cry.
I think Grant, like you whack off Grant and the woman comes when he does. Like that's how good Grant is.
He's amazing.
But at any rate, his talents were wasted on the Redskins up until the point that RG3 arrived to make your team relevant nationally.
So. Yeah, that would be great if it translated to big things for fucking Grant.
I'm just saying, like, Redskins to me, I couldn't give two shits about once again. But now that there's, like, a meaningful quarterback here,
Meaningful black quarterback. Keep it real, Howard.
No, I like some white quarterbacks.
What?
Yeah.
Why are you turning the show into a house of lies?
I'm happy that Peyton Manning is playing
well
this year.
You beat off daily to Mike Vick.
He's my favorite quarterback.
Exactly. Go on.
But I'm saying, like, Peyton Manning, glad to have him back in the league.
I love him.
Yeah. I wouldn't go there, but... For strangely, I like watching his brother get crushed, though. For whatever reason, like...
Fuck Eli and his retard face. I hate Eli Manning with a passion. As much as I love Peyton, I hate Eli.
Dude, I watched the NFC Championship game over
at
your house last
year. If it winds up that he goes out with those two rings and Peyton only has one, I will fucking shoot my dick off.
Your brother? I've never heard someone laugh so hard at a player getting hit the way Eli Manning got hit in that NFC Championship game last year.
That's so funny.
And Will barely cares about football, but he knows enough to fucking hate Eli Manning.
He chortled with delight and glee every time that fool got whacked.
Because he looks like a fucking shithead. I don't know how else to explain it. Like, you just... It's like everyone gets that sense of, like, you're an inmate who knows who the fresh meat to be fucked with is when you look at Eli. Like, everyone looks at Eli and you immediately feel like a lifer seeing the guy that you can trick into sucking your cock 5 minutes into his fucking first bid. Like, you look at him and it's like, that's the kid I'm going to befriend and give him a cigarette. And 30 minutes later, I'm going to grab his balls and I'm going to be like, this is a vagina from now on, and I like fucking a shaved pussy.
Oh, my God.
Like, that's what Eli Manning is. He's the fucking bitch who's going to get tested, and he's going to fail. Yeah, thank God. They would have been like, grow out them fucking shaggy bangs and put them into pigtails, and I'm going to save up the red Kool-Aid, and that's your lipstick.
No.
He's a piece of... He just looks weak. He's never going to inspire like Peyton does. Peyton comes out. Peyton says shit in a way that people want to get it done for that man. Peyton could look me in the eye and it'd be like, hey, I'm going to fuck your wife. Hike. And I'd be like, here, do
please.
It. Do it. Clearly this has to happen. You said it.
You're much better than I am, sir.
Yeah. Eli, God, it'd be like, you could trick him into whatever.
But I will say, like, you're going to be stunned when I say
Eli's
this.
Dumb like that guy from Maury who had the obviously half-black kid and know it until the paternity test comes back. That could be Eli.
Oh, that would be a fantastic
Eli
shit.
Could have fucking Tiki and Rondé Barber as his children and never be the wiser.
Speaking of Maury...
Those children were my life!
Speaking of Maury and Walking Dead, I was like, when is Lori going to find out who the father is? Are they going to go on Maury? And is Maury a zombie?
Oh, yeah.
He already does look like a zombie.
That meme has been making the rounds lately. You apparently got into Walking Dead. We've talked about it on the show before.
It's so good.
Much had you seen beforehand? None?
None. Maybe like clips of one episode.
And
you've
watched
basically nothing.
All three seasons now within the span of like 2 weeks, right?
Yeah. My friend made me
watch
part of it.
You Papa Giorgio'd that series.
Oh, my God.
That's a real word from Urban Dictionary. To grossly overindulge in watching a TV show.
It's so good. And those men on it. Oh, my God.
Which ones are fuckable on Walking Dead?
Okay, well, like... There's
scenes can I name who I think it is?
Sure.
It's a Korean, obviously.
Get the fuck out of here.
He's cute. And after a while of all the saving he does.
Speaking
he
of prison.
Pity fuck him. Yeah. He probably has like a fairly average dong. And so in this Walking Dead world they live in, like he pulls it out and the girls are like, oh, it could have been smaller.
But all the other guys, the bigger one, are zombies now, so...
Yeah, exactly. Like, he's just killing the guys with bigger pricks. Just fucking dribbling zombie blood down their mouth while they sleep. I will be the biggest cock on the face of the earth by default.
I think Shane was hot when he shaved his head.
Hold on, you didn't let me play the game.
All right, let's go play your game.
All right. I think... Norman Redus, however you pronounce
it. At first, I was like, what a hick. But then after I saw the stuff he did, I was like, damn.
I think which one? Every chick would fuck him.
Daryl Dixon.
The guy who has the crossbow.
Oh, Daryl. Daryl's money.
Daryl, I think, is the king of the cockpile.
Now, I didn't start watching the show until like probably three episodes into the second season.
Oh, God. You haven't even seen the first season?
Now I have.
Oh, now you
I
have.
I went
okay.
back and watched all of it.
Okay.
Oh, shit. See, I've only seen first season, so everything you guys say will basically ruin future episodes for me. I just don't give a shit.
Second on the list is the old drunk farmer. No.
He's a nice guy. And he fixes people.
I just love it. God, you are really into like niceness and guys who do things.
I'm a
you
girl.
You would fucking suck off so many Spanish handymen. You'd be like, you're really good
or
with a tile
guys,
knife.
Whatever.
Yeah. You fix that sink and no one else could. Pull him down.
Go on.
Entro culo mio.
Jorge, yo yeah. quiero mi puta.
Exactly.
Or wait, I don't know what it is in Spanish.
Bango taco?
So, fish taco over here.
Oh, that's just graphic. Hey. I wasn't making any scent assumptions, but okay. Now we know because you said it. Hey. They have pills to fix that.
You dumbass. So, go on.
Tilapia or salmon? That's what I want.
Oh, no.
Daisies.
A red snapper. With the fish tooth mouth. It's like the scariest thing ever. I'm a fish with fucking teeth. There is no God. They just creep the shit out of me. Fish should not have teeth. Birds with teeth are even creepier. Oh my God.
Birds with teeth? Look, where?
Like fucking geese have teeth. Like little weird lizard teeth.
Yeah, oh. Geese will come after you.
Geese, you fucking queen.
Geese. The geese.
I fucking charged him once just because I'm a retard. It wasn't even long ago. This was maybe like 2 years ago in the parking lot of my gym. I'm like, aha, geese. And I run at them and one of them turns and hisses at me and it has like a snake tongue
oh
and
my
teeth.
God.
I fucking almost shit myself.
That's
it's like a platypus of evil. It's like eight animals crammed together.
Geese are disgusting.
They're horrible.
I don't break for geese. Like, I don't care if they're small. Like, you get out of the way if you want to live.
They'll be big ones.
Leaving the gym, it's just my gym in a fucking geese infested area. A fucking lady had gone over one and it was like alive and caught under her car.
That sucks.
And I pull out my knife and I'm like, all right, I'm going to take care of this shit.
Did you?
Before I could, it fucking walks out all bloody and it's like, oh, ain't no thing. It just kind of like struts off.
Well. It'll die eventually.
Yeah, I was like, you are going to die in 8 minutes.
It really sucks when an animal's in that situation because you don't know if it's like alive enough to try to kill you because it's fighting back or if it really is about to die. You actually have to suss that out before you like try to do the humane thing because if it's strong enough where it's like, you're here to kill me, it will try to fight back.
It's
very sad.
It's terrible.
I didn't grow up on a farm. I don't know how it works.
My stepfather actually just had to like slit a deer's throat because somebody else had hit it and driven away.
And the deer like uppercutted him.
No, like, I mean, he's...
Leave me alone.
He hunts a lot, so like he's killed many deer. That's why he like looked at it and knew like...
I have eaten a venison stew cooked by your stepdaddy.
So yeah, he's just like, for him it was like...
That wasn't like a euphemism either. He literally killed a deer and made a stew and I ate it.
He's done that more than once.
Yeah, I figured as much.
No, like he had to figure out, do I shoot it from a distance or can I just like walk up like and just cut its throat because that would be better. So,
damn, so he did the ninja move.
He straight up like cut its throat and let it bleed out quickly, yeah.
Life with your covert Asian mom has taught him well. He fucking walked up slowly. Didn't know what was coming. Bam. Neck opened. Blood on paper.
I mean, it's tough. Like, people don't know what to do in that situation. You hit a deer. What are you supposed to do? You got to be careful.
That's why more Asians don't hunt.
A lot of those motherfuckers will just kick you to death.
Oh, yeah. They're powerful as fuck. Yeah. And they look like stupid, retarded baby ponies.
Although,
but...
I did have a deer once run into the side of my car while I was driving.
Did you just speed off?
What was I supposed to do? Yeah.
I don't know.
You got to be careful.
Yeah.
You got to be careful.
I would have left. Driving. I mean... Yeah. I had to go home and get my drink on.
I was going to say, you're probably driving for dick.
Oh, the worst.
You're like, it was the wind.
When I was a claims adjuster.
Bloody furry wind.
I used to inspect cars for Progressive.
Uh-huh.
The worst were the deer accidents because there was this one where I just walked up. I always had to confirm whether the person had just like hit a pole or if it was actually like they hit a deer.
Yeah.
Because like it affected their rates differently. So some people would lie. So I always had to like do an investigation. One time I walked up, I was like,
fucking
whoa, what
is
that
dangling
smell?
Out.
And she was like, oh yeah, the deer like split in half when I hit it.
Oh my god.
And its guts just poured onto the hood. It was so foul. It was the worst investigation I ever had to do.
Like she really just hit a pole and then found a dead deer and smeared
it.
That would
be
hilarious.
Fucking zombie deer. I remember, I have seen that happen exactly once. It was right next to my house, like the street that exits to the highway, if you will. and this thing looked like it had been cracked open and used for paint.
Oh my God.
Like, it was a 20-foot blast radius if it was an inch. It was just red everywhere. And it was like 3 a.m. during my summer vacation when I was like a senior in high school. And I was going to CVS to buy cigarettes. And I came back. I called the cops and I was like, dude, you got to clean this shit up. There's deer dust, like deer particles everywhere. And they sent out two guys in a squad car who must have been the rookies because they just put on gloves and are then picking up like deer hooves and antlers and eyeballs and just putting them in trash bags. And I just sat there smoking and laughing because I had nothing better to do because I'm on my summer break and I'm an asshole kid.
Were they hot?
Yeah, they both gave me a rod and I whacked off with the deer blood.
Was it them or was it really watching them clean that gave you the rod?
So remember you asked me to describe my hot Asian hairdresser and I was like, yeah, she has nice hair. And
I literally don't remember. It's like you're not asking me about a cop I saw 2 weeks ago. I can say if a man's handsome.
After The Walking Dead, I'm like, are all cops hot now?
Hey, do you remember what your trash man looked like when you were 10? No, I don't.
I don't know what he looks like now.
Exactly. Thank you. Because they all look alike to you. Fucking sick.
Oh man,
I'd bang a
but
hot cop.
I do remember that when they introduced the Daryl character on Walking Dead, the first scene was him having just shot a deer with a bow and arrow or a crossbow.
Oh yeah.
And then a zombie was eating out the deer that he had just killed.
Eating, not eating out. Huge difference. One word, huge difference.
Well,
it was eating
the zombie wasn't diking out on the dead deer. He was eating it.
I got dared to do this.
My mom doesn't call me and say, hey, are you coming over to eat out dinner?
I certainly hope not, John.
Dad's been dead a while. It needs attention.
Oh, my God.
What?
What is your brother doing tonight?
Yeah. Ugh. So, overall, you got the Reedus character with his crossbow.
Norman Reedus.
Like a sexy Cupid shooting all the ladies through the heart.
He could hit me anywhere he wants.
And I don't know if the bench goes all that deep for guys that would get fucked on that show. I suppose it's Shane and Rick.
Rick, yeah.
And if you have to pick one over the other,
I think Rick
is the more fuckable.
Shane loses it. Like, I like Shane after he shaves his head, but the fact that
he's got that weird Greek
white power Jew look.
I was gonna say it's like an ugly Greek
hairdo. He's like the
bear.
He's a self-loathing Nazi Jew with a skin head.
I'm telling you, it's more of a like a weird Greek fro.
Yeah, well, we all look alike. Jesus.
Stupid at first.
Yeah, exactly. Because he has my current haircut. To me, he just looks like
be real with you. It's a John cut.
Yeah, he looks like a Jewier Bruce Springsteen to me at first. So that's it for guys that I think would be someone the chicks would want to fuck.
It's pretty skim on the chick side too. Even third season, like, ew, Andrea really.
Out of everyone who you could fuck on the show.
You probably fuck Lori, even pregnant Lori.
No. You know who won me over?
Maggie.
The Chinaman's girlfriend. Is that Maggie?
No, yeah. When, a girl?
When they make her strip, I was like, she's got a wicked tight little body on her. Holy shit.
She does. That scene made me sad.
Oh, gave me a rod and a half.
You're so stupid.
Oh, it's sexy.
They're in a zombie apocalypse, and look how the people are acting.
Yeah, and she's getting forced to strip by Knife Hand, the
but
dad from Mallrats. What's
but
that?
Knife Hand.
Yeah, that guy, fucking Norman Reedus' brother, and he has like a fucking knife for a hand, like
Wait,
a goddamn
he's
pirate.
Mallrats?
Yeah, he's the dad from Mallrats.
He's an extra in every movie.
He's like Claire Fiorani or whatever the fuck her name was. God, I was in love with that girl as a kid.
Brenda Walsh?
Not Brenda Walsh, the one that, who was it, T.S. and Brody? T.S., the one that T.S. wanted to fuck. Brody wanted Brenda Walsh. T.S. wanted the brunette with the blue eyes who went on the dating show.
Oh, yeah.
That's Knife Hand. Oh. He was the host of the dating show and her dad.
I can't remember that now.
Yeah. who showed his ass at the beginning of the movie, does a karate kick in a towel that then falls to the ground, if I recall properly.
Oh, my God.
Of course, I have an encyclopedic knowledge and retention of men's asses in cinema.
What is wrong with you?
That is really disturbing. I just remember him as the guy who always is cast to play a supporting, like, Southern role, because there's so few people in Hollywood who, like, have a genuine Southern accent.
Oh, to me, he's like the dick dad. It's him and, is it Kurtwood Sutter?
I don't even know that name.
Who's Red Holy Foreman? Shit. Those are the two evil dads.
I love that guy.
Yeah. Or it's Kurtwood Smith. Because is Kurt Sutter... One of them is like the Sons of Anarchy creator. God damn it.
Really?
Help me on this. Not out of those. I'm saying Kurtwood Smith. I'm looking this up. Kurtwood Smith, I think, is Red Foreman. I'm looking this shit up now.
All right,
though,
you
so
look that up.
Say fun things for 5 seconds.
Nah, like a...
I was already on it.
Where are you?
Yeah.
I'm really stingy about paying to purchase season 2 of Walking Dead.
Kurtwood Smith's my boy.
It's
that's Clarence Boddicker.
Netflix, dumbass.
I don't have Netflix.
Yes,
so.
You do.
No, I don't.
Do you have a friend with Netflix?
Don't.
Then you
my roommate
have Netflix.
Has it, however, my internet download speed is pathetic.
Your
internet?
Sorry, I had to. Sorry. I just.
Your internet?
You presented a scab and you're like, don't poke this.
Ah, you're a cunt. All right.
How do you live in a house with shitty internet speeds?
It's just, I just
like
moved
literally,
in, like,
I couldn't
recently. Like, I gotta fix it. I haven't brought it up yet with my roommate. So, cause like it means more money out of all of our pockets.
That is one of those things. I'm not a confrontational guy. If my internet speed wasn't fast enough to function, like they would come home to a fucking charred hole in the ground. I would just have a fire going and I'd be like, this can get bigger.
We don't get faster.
It's under control for now, but.
I mean, I was
do
doing okay.
Can of gasoline.
Because I've just been running down to a coffee shop to do a lot of stuff. But it
yeah, not your masturbating.
I don't really
they
like
do
watch,
have a bathroom.
I don't really like watch porn. So, like, I'll occasionally download some pictures. That's it. Like, that doesn't take
it's all
long.
Up here in the head.
Really? I stopped masturbating to my head when I got to college and I had T3 speed porn.
Oh, Lord.
And I was just like, oh, my fucking God. Look at this. I'm not waiting 45 seconds for one image to load. It's just click, 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 click. Keep going. New pussy.
Click, click.
So how long did you like take to crush 3 seasons worth of Walking Dead? Which, even though it's an hour long, these are short seasons. This is not like The Office, which has fucking 46 episodes per season.
Well, the first one was 6. And the second one was 19 episodes.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. The third one, it's only 8 episodes in right
now.
Oh,
that's right. The second one was split down the middle.
The third one.
No, the second one, too, had
oh,
like a half
I just
season break.
Watching it,
so you're
know.
Not all the way into the third, then.
That's why the second was
Nobody's
so damn long.
All the way into the third.
Yeah.
Wait, I thought they had. Oh, that's right. It was the season. It was the winter season finale. Is what,
yes,
like,
exactly.
Everybody was going apeshit on
just
Twitter
just like
about, right?
The second season, the finale was. When they open up the barn and they find Sophia and shoot her.
Yeah.
That was the note they ended on,
I
which
knew
was
about
supposed
that,
to be powerful.
That's really why I got so into it, because I was like, oh, they lost that stupid little girl. She wasn't that cute. That's why they're not going to find her.
Exactly. It was like little fucking Webster walking away. Like, oh, you ugly little mo.
Her mom was so annoying, but I like her now.
Who, the Butch Dyke?
Yeah. I like how everybody's always like, I figured you're a lesbian.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was the one who season one was getting like beat by her husband.
You know that she was actually a casting director before she got on the show?
Very cool.
Really?
Like, last second, they were just like, do you want to do this? And
I thought
like,
she
sure.
was a cancer survivor.
She looks like it.
Wow.
She's like the poor man's current Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yes!
Wow.
It's like same shitty, horrible haircut without the big fucking grandma tits.
I'd rather take Jamie Lee Curtis with the like hermaphrodite.
Exactly, penis. But without the testicles, too. So it's lose-lose.
You guys are the reason that Hollywood casts, like, not real people.
Thank
I just
God.
Thought she looked like a normal
people.
Person.
That was Hollywood like for the first people. 20 years. Did you ever see how ugly people were in the movies in the beginning?
What, I live like with 1920s? Ugly people every day. I
yes, they were
people.
Fucking toads. It was horrible. I'm happy that pretty people are on the screen.
I think there should be a good balance. Like, Walking Dead is just like, all right, so here are the attractive people that you come to watch on TV.
No one's that attractive, really. I'm sorry.
I think it's Rick's going to have, like, a solid career.
Rick
I think
is,
the ladies love
him. Rick has already had a 10-year career. He's not some fucking upstart. He was.
His wife is ugly, though.
A lot of actors have fucking ugly wives. John Hamm. Who, like, literally could line up 6 bitches like they were the barrels of a gun Or I guess, you know what I mean? The bullet, where the chambers of a revolver, and just plug them all in a row and they'd be fine with it. His wife is like nothing special.
No. I mean, they were probably married before he got famous, right?
They were.
Some people actually value the fact that someone stood by when they weren't famous.
I think maybe you, like, when you're that good looking, it's just boring to you that you could get laid. Like, it's me driving to McDonald's to get a burger. You're just like, I can't do that.
I do it all the time. Yeah.
Well, exactly. I have zero self-control, so I would be like, yay, more burgers.
You'd be like, steak, yes. Yeah.
I think you and I have talked about this before with, like, musicians who get married before they have, like, that first big record. Like, I thought Eddie Vedder, is that one of them?
I know, for whatever reason, I know that the dude from Linkin Park is, that Chester Bedingfield or whatever.
Okay. And then what about,
he has, like, a wife who's, like, a six.
What about, what's his name from Green Day? Billy Joel, whatever, Billy Joe.
Oh, God.
Isn't Billy Joel bi, though?
Just look up Billy Joel wife, and you'd be marveling it isn't gay with a fucking capital G-A-Y. Holy shit. What a Leviathan he's married to.
I'm just saying, like, why are you going to begrudge them for, like, staying married after they got famous?
HP Lovecraft creature. Disgusting.
Because sometimes you get, like, a three when you're a six, but once you get famous and you get, like, the better treatment of things, you
exactly
become an eight, and then you're still, like, with a three.
Like, I'm a 9.2. So before the show, I was bagging nines and stuff, but now that I have the show, I want that dime, and I deserve that dime.
Like, Andrew Lincoln's wife looks like she should be telling riddles at a bridge somewhere.
Wow.
Answer me these questions, three.
Wow.
Fucking harassing some billy goats.
See, I actually hate the music of Linkin Park. I'm more likely to buy an album.
They fucking eat shit, but
I'd almost pay for an album just to, like, show some love to a guy who's like, I don't know if keeps it real.
I don't know if he's still with her.
Okay.
Maybe she had a real pop and snatch. Just the best term ever. P-O-P-P-I-N apostrophe snatch. Pop and snatch.
Pop and snatch.
Pop and snatch.
But hey, who's the blonde on Walking Dead? I forget her character's name.
Andrea.
You don't like her?
In terms of, like,
she
a sexual
like a
partner,
lesbian.
I'd fuck Andrea, but, like, to say she's certainly nothing. I have never once walked away from a single episode of that show, and I get it. They're all unbathed, and they're meant to look like they've got pussies that look like Wilt Chamberlain's afro and shit like that. But I've never once walked away from that with any feeling of lust whatsoever, except for Maggie being forced to strip. But that's more because it was rapey and I'm just really fucked in the head.
You are fucked up.
Oh, man.
Like, she could have been smeared in donkey shit and I would have still found that scene hot. Because it's like the threat of forced sex. And,
just
yeah.
Quiet in here.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just like, forced sex, donkey shit. Yeah, that was about it. There's no one really that great looking on that show. And again, I'm talking Hollywood standards. If you saw these girls in a bar, there certainly several of them are quite adequate. You'd be happy to fuck any of them. I'm just saying, for, like, creme de la creme, it's like seeing the fast guy at work. It's like, look, dude, you're the fastest person here. If I put you in the fucking NFL, you'd get dusted.
Right.
Like, or how, if you're, you want to say you're best of the best, you're not. Are you the best of this limited pool? Sure.
All right. All right.
That's true.
That's all it is.
Let me ask you this, at least. Is it just me? This might betray that I'm, like, half redneck, but, like, do women look hotter when they're carrying a shotgun?
I think so.
You lived in the Deep South, too, though. So. Yeah,
sorry, I was turning away to type for a second.
Well, me with a gun looks way hotter, so I don't know
what
that
woman
means.
A woman hotter carrying a shotgun.
Any sort of large weapon.
No, because then they could stop you.
I think that's fucking.
Like, if they only have a whistle, that's great. You just crush
them. Did you get my picture of my friend's refrigerator?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what was that?
It's like a whistle, and it says, blow this whistle if only for legitimate rape. The whistle will know if it's legitimate.
No, I don't think a girl. God, have I ever seen girls with guns? Yeah, once or twice.
Oh, that's a JFK throwback. G. Gordon Liddy had, what was that calendar he put out?
The Chicks with Dicks calendar?
It was
what?
Chicks with Sticks. It was Chicks with Sticks. And it was just G. Gordon Liddy. Do you remember him?
Buns and Guns. I don't know. Yeah.
G. Gordon Liddy was, like, involved in Watergate, and he ended up with a political radio show in the D.C. area. And, like, every year He was a conservative commentator, and to support the Second Amendment, he published a calendar.
I used to listen to so much G. Gordon. He was so full of shit.
He was just full of shit.
He was just an old Catholic homophobe. And like people would call and they're like, G. Gordon, why do you hate the gays? And he's like, I don't. I just don't like it when they rub their sexuality in everyone's face. But I wouldn't like it if a heterosexual person did that.
And then
a girl calls up and is like,
good,
oh, Bonnie, I'm vigorous, virile, and potent.
You know, he's full of shit because Chicks with Sticks was his calendar published yearly with women in bikinis.
They weren't rubbing
guns.
Their vaginas in his face.
No, that's, what do you think that is? It's a chick in a bikini carrying a fucking shotgun. I think that's pretty sexual.
She's manning up a little. She's manning up.
I mean, to me, it's like, you know what's hotter than a 6 holding a gun? A 7 doing anything. I don't fucking care.
No, like, but, hey, man, we've talked about the bonus. Like, girls with British accents, automatic +2.
Yeah, British accents are pretty goddamn good. But you have to be at a certain level. Like, I'm not going to fuck some 3 with a British accent and act like she's a 5.
What about a drunk Russian friend calling you at 9 a.m. on a Saturday with an awesome Australian accent?
Oh, that was horrible. You're like, stick it in me, terrible. Joey Pouch. You fucking Cockney Aussie.
What are you guys talking about? It's pretty awesome.
It's getting better. It's getting better. When you first started dropping that, I was like, what? Are you having a stroke?
Yeah. Howard, I was biting down on something so I could sound like I'm having an Australian accent.
It's getting better. It's getting better.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, the British accent's really hot. Guns do nothing for me because a gun can be used against me. A chick posing naked with like Super Nintendo controllers covering her tits, that's like a +1 or so. That's
plus
really hot.
One, not 2 up? You see what I did there?
I did. I liked it. Yeah, maybe a +2 even. Like a chick who's just that openly, or if they're posing like topless with their Xbox headphones on, that's kind of hot. Like if they're that fucking geeky. Because that's the type of girl who really won't ask much from you. It's like, we don't really have to go out. Just buy me the latest fucking Modern Warfare and I'm happy. So it's like $60 a month to keep someone.
These girls are idiots.
Well, yeah, that's the way the women are going nowadays, though. At least the dorky ones. The dorky ones are just getting hotter, but dorkier, too. It's kind of win-win. I like it.
I'm just saying, a girl who knows how to handle a 9mm gets a +1 for me.
With
no.
You, it's only a 3mm.
Oh, damn. Damn. I'm just getting reamed today. I wasn't ready for Irene to be on a roll like this.
I don't, yeah.
Bam!
I don't like knowing a woman could harm me with proficiency. Not that I intend on hurting them. I just don't want to know that they're better in that department than me.
Interesting.
Yeah. My combat training is Duck Hunt. That's it. So it's like, how do I shoot something in the wild? It's like, I don't know. Put the zapper against the glass. Yeah. Yeah. Makes it easier.
Yeah. I just got that against the glass.
Oh, like anyone played that game for real after level 5. I beat you to it, and mine just smell like a diaper being opened.
Oh, God. Let me pull Howard's jacket over my head.
Oh, that one's so bad. That one's so bad. Oh, God. That is like they ate spoiled Gerber.
Oh, man.
Oh.
I'm checking out now, so I don't just smell anymore.
Jesus.
But at any rate, again, I've only seen the first season of Walking Dead, and I can't remember her name, but the blonde who like is still alive on the show, right?
Andrea, right?
Andrea. They kept her around, right? She's still good?
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's still there.
She's cunty as ever.
Great.
She's so gross.
You know me.
She's not even like bitchy cunty, though. She's just a dopey cunt.
She wanted to kill herself. I wish she just did.
Yeah, just a dumb fuck.
Does it really like get that hard to deal with her character?
She's just obnoxious and unlikable, yeah.
Oh, boom.
And she sucks at shooting
at
first.
I just went half chub.
You smell my fart, you sick fuck.
She almost kills my future husband after he does the most heroic thing ever. God, that was hot.
What happened?
When Daryl like falls off that horse and then he like almost gets eaten by zombies and he's like half asleep and Merle comes up and he's like, wake up, motherfucker.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God, he's so hot. And then he climbs up and gets back up there and Andrea almost fucking shoots him in the head because she's a shitty shot. She just grazes him.
You weren't the only one to recently binge on a TV series.
I just want to rub this microphone around my area. Thinking about Norman Reedus.
Oh, no.
Damn. Quoted. quoted.
Around my Uria.
Oh, my gosh.
U-R-E-A.
Oh, my gosh.
Around my Uria. Arena's Uria.
Are you about to write this down?
I should.
Please don't.
Write down the timestamp.
I think you need to tweet something like that. My gosh. You just need a tweet week about Daryl, apparently. So.
Yeah, exactly. God. Just a tweet up.
I think you need to start Twitter stalking that actor. Hot damn.
Hashtag pound my vag with blacksmith's hammer.
Hashtag wasn't a Papa's case.
I want you inside me and outside me.
Inside our studio.
Oh. I watched a shit ton of a show I thought I'd never be into, but I embarrassingly enough am into.
I watched an episode of that show. Terrible. So please tell me how you got into this show.
How I got into New Girl?
Yeah.
I was watching it because I was in Richmond, and it was a very lazy weekend, the way I relax. I don't like doing much of things. I want to take breaks to go to restaurants, and then I come back and play Wii or watch Netflix.
Okay.
So it's like being at my house
you
with different food.
You didn't hang out with friends?
Yeah, hanging out with friends. It's just having someone to share what I call a life.
I think it's called also dating.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess if I were dating, when I did date people, yeah, it was like that. It was like, let's go out to eat. We'll watch Netflix, and then you get laid.
Yeah.
And with a friend, you take out the getting laid aspect of it, and you do the rest of it.
Still fun.
Still good.
Yeah.
Still good. But I crushed every episode thus far of season two of New Girl.
Tell us more.
Well,
please.
Irina, when did you watch that first episode? Was it first season or second season?
I have no idea.
It was a long ass
New Girl. Yeah, is that Zoe?
It was recently.
That fucking Zoe Deschanel show on
with
Fox.
The bangs like every other girl that's brunette and has bangs.
She looks like a fucking sheepdog. I hate her. Zoe Deschanel can eat my shit. Even after watching 10 episodes of New Girl, I have no positive feelings toward her whatsoever. She's not a bad actress by any... Like, she's good in that role, but it's still way too... I think I'm fucking cute. Aren't I cute?
That's her every role.
And she thinks she has pipes, and she's okay. Like, she's not a bad singer, but it's just Ed Helms syndrome, where it's like, ooh, let's come up with, like, this other shtick where I get to sing in this episode. They just do that, and she sings the little intro, which I do applaud that. The intro to the show is roughly 3 seconds long. Like, every other sitcom has a minute intro, a 30-second intro. This is literally just, who's that girl? It's Jess!
Yeah,
and that's
from,
it.
I think it might have been improv'd on the pilot, and then they just kept it.
Oh, really? Yeah, it's just like that. Bam. Yeah. You're like, was that the intro? Fucking, they did nothing.
Well, like, she can sing a note without going cocky on it. Like,
cocky? What's cocky?
It's when you've had cock in your throat.
Oh, okay. All right, then. Going cocky on a note. But I don't care for her. The show is pretty well written, actually. There's a lot of witty banter.
I didn't
want to like it. Like, it's one of those things I look at and I'm going to think this is a massive piece of shit and I want to hate it. But it's cute, goddammit. And as soon as I watched the first episode I saw, I was like, well, I just saw the most recent one. I kind of have to watch the other 9 episodes while I hang out with my friends.
Yeah. So your friends appreciated that.
Aaron, who I was chilling with, said, hey, you know what? I've watched most of these drunk, so it's like seeing them for the first time again. And I was like, I know you're just saying that so I don't feel bad. And I appreciate that lie because we are going to watch them.
Thank you, friend.
But it is good stuff. It's going to get set on my DVR, goddammit, because I am in love with the half Indian broad who plays her best friend.
I can't even look at you in the eyes.
I want to eat that caramel ass so badly.
Oh, gosh.
I just want that.
The incredible asshole eater, John Papa Giorgio.
Yeah, I literally just, I don't know really like any Indian beast stereotypes. I was going to say like jump on my face like it was a camel's hump, but that's a different ethnicity. I just fucking, that's a hot girl. That half Indian broad who plays her friend. I like, by the way, how they had to get a half Indian because real Indian's a little too dark.
I don't know. They have
a little too stubby.
John, she's going to bitta all over your face.
I don't know what that means, but she can do it.
The full Indian on Royal Pains is hot as shit.
What is Royal Pains?
It's a USA show where they're in the Hamptons.
Now you're just digging for shit to watch.
Actually, I watched that more New Girl. New Girl to me is okay. Like, it's cool that the actors have fun playing the characters that they do. It seems like they get to improv a little bit. And I think that's the direction a lot of sitcoms are going, where they have a script, but you let the actors have fun, like, in character. And sometimes you end up with better shit than the writers came up with. So, like, I know for a fact they do that with Happy Endings. Happy Endings is actually kind of funny. I would rather watch that than
that's
New Girl.
Which one's Happy
too.
Endings?
It's, like, it's a derived, contrived version of Friends.
It's really
where it's set in Chicago, but it's filmed in Toronto.
What is that on?
Eliza Dushku's on it, I think. Or
yeah,
what's her
she's
name?
On there. There's a girl
Alicia
from...
Alicia Cuthbert, that's her name.
Yeah.
So it's like good. All the pussy from 2001.
Yeah.
Has a show.
They recycled her. Damon Wayans Jr. is on it.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Is he bald like his dad?
Not yet. Not yet.
I just... You say Damon Wayans Jr.
He looks disturbingly just, like dad.
I was gonna... Like, I just literally picture him like 10 years ago.
More like 20. Up? It's really like in living color, Damon Wayans.
Oh my God. So he's like sitting there with like a jar of piss with a pickle in it.
Ew.
Or the penny filled sock beating people.
Oh, I would love if they did that. They haven't done that
they
yet.
They need to do it.
Oh, homie, don't play that with me.
If I were Damon Wayans,
bring back all his dad's characters.
I would literally just do all of my dad's bits.
Homie, don't play that. I remember that.
Just be like, remember this
that
one?
Never crossed my mind.
Or he'd like do a movie review and lisp and stuff. I mean, that's all I would do. Listen to that black laugh.
No, I just...
His foot just went in the air. He was so excited.
I loved it. Yeah, his fucking legs were up in the air like Mario losing a life.
I missed that show. I missed Jenny
Fox
like, when he was...
by a terrible show.
Before he was a piece of massive shit.
He's done some good movies.
I don't like Jamie Foxx, man.
Damn.
I don't.
We're going to have some words after the show.
Yeah.
What about Ray?
I'll say, like, hey, Ray? Jamie Foxx sucks. And you'll be like, yep.
No.
You like Ray?
Ray was awful. Ray was the biggest piece
of
shit.
Curse you, bastard.
Ray could not have been cheesier. Ray is fucking... What the hell is the John C. Reilly one? Walk Hard? Ray is literally Walk Hard, but not intentionally funny. Like, I saw Ray...
I like the way he did heroin in the bathroom and got caught by his wife.
There's so many cheesy aspects to Ray. Like, first of all, how he has the one fucking bastard kid in Ray. That motherfucker was Johnny Appleseed. He had like 18 bastards. And then they're like, Ray never touched heroin again. It's like, yeah, because Ray spent the entire fucking 80s doing all the coke in North America. Fucking Stevie Nicks put down the rolled up $100 bill and he took it up. Jesus Christ. The guy was a drug fiend like for a long time after whatever they show in the damn movie. That's why they're really specific. They're like, he doesn't do heroin again because he did a lot of fucking blow. He fucking Sosa, who killed Tony Montana, he was best friends with Ray. No, that part's a lie. But just sitting in the mountains, doing the blow in that palatial mansion. Oh, God, where the fuck were we? We were talking about New Girl, me wanting to eat Indian ass.
That's the reason he brought that up.
You blasphemed against Jamie
Foxx. Tell me why you like that show, please.
Yeah, like, how are you going to defend New Girl over anything Jamie Foxx ever did? That's bullshit.
Shut up,
I'm Howard. Bullshit
I want to know why he likes New Girl.
It's pretty well written. It's funny. I don't know what else to say.
Like, tell me why you think it's funny.
It's that vajayjay. That's the only reason.
Why is anything
that shit
funny? Because there's witty. No, she's barely on it. She's like every other episode or some shit. It sucks. I don't know. Like, the characters are. They need to flesh out the black dude. The black dude's completely fucked because he has no personality on it.
You know what I just realized?
Because everybody else does.
The Jewish guy does, and then the bartender guy does.
Who's the Jewish guy? Is he the gay guy also?
No one's gay.
Yeah, there's a gay guy. You totally missed that. Oh, no, I'm thinking of Happy Endings.
You're missing Happy.
Hey, wait, I really thought there was a gay guy, too, on New Girl.
What's the name of the bartender on New Girl?
That's the
What's
guy that looks Jewish, but he's not.
Why are you always like...
Well, because the other one won't shut the fuck up about being Jewish. That's why. It's not just
Nick.
Me yitting things up all
His
the time.
His name is Nick, right? The bartender? Nick the bartender. Right?
Okay, there's Nick the bartender, and then there's the guy who... used to be fat and is still Jewish, and now he's like slender and pounds ass left and right. And then there's the black one, and then there's Jess.
But Nick, here's why you love this show.
Why?
I mean, take a look at what John is wearing right now. What is he wearing?
Fucking dumpy gray hoodie.
As usual.
That's what Nick, like, you're basically dressed like the Nick character. You have the same scruffy beard. I'm telling you, like, he loves Nick.
Don't make me say it. You're so stupid.
No, he just...
Why? Why would
you
I
love this show? Because here's a guy who, like,
yeah,
the whole show's about a guy who's like really smart and he's kind of an underachiever.
I wear black
t-shirts.
Like, that's why I watched even, the X Factor.
I didn't really even know that aspect of his character, because season two he's already established. So they're just like, here he is, a fucking shitbag sitting behind a bar.
He's a law school dropout who's just chilling, wearing a gray hooded sweatshirt every day.
I think it's funny, and I want to fuck the shit out of that CC girl. Seriously, want to. Oh, are we doing a wrap it up, B?
I'm hungry.
All right. Fuck it. I'll wrap it up.
Thanks, Papa. Because I can't take any more of this nonsense.
Nonsense?
By the way, Zooey Deschanel, vegan.
Oh,
all
really?
The more reason to be
she
like,
can eat my
eat
puss.
Shit. Yeah.
You said that like being vegan means you don't eat pussy. I could say she could eat my meat. That joke would work. You being like, she could lick my cunt any day. That's not a joke, but you
well,
know
it's
what?
It's not real meat. She's not actually eating anything.
You're hungry, so we can head out
so
of here.
Hungry.
It's okay. And everyone's been sticking their fucking face in for the past 10 minutes.
Take your face
wrap
out
up.
Of here, bastard.
Yeah, get out of the porthole, you fucking creatures from the
I'll
Black
kill
Lagoon.
You.
You're uglying my show up. That show is Papa's Basement. It's website in papasbasement.com. Go there for new episodes every Monday, every Thursday. The link for the iTunes subscriptions there as well. The Facebook page link, which is facebook.com/papasbasement. You want to get a hold of any of the three principal players on this show. I'm John Papa Giorgio. I'm at Papa's Basement on Twitter. Over there, Howard Highland. He's at What the F and Heezy on Twitter.
He's penning his book right now.
And Arena Davinsky over there, she's at Girl Knows Sports. All of those links can be found as well at inpapasbasement.com. I think we're wrapped up pretty nicely, so until next week, we're out of here.
Peace out.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way.